This is Akashvani, the news read by Sai Ramujtaba. The cabinet has approved development of Greenfield Airport at Kota Bundi in Rajasthan at an estimated cost of 1,507 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced the Union Cabinet's decisions while briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon.
Greenfield Airport, naya airport banega, Kota Bundi Airport. करीब 20,000 स्क्वायर मीटर की टर्मिनल बिल्डिंग बनेगी 3,200 मीटर का रनवे बनेगा 1,000 एकड़ जमीन राजस्थान सरकार इसके लिए फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट दे रही है और करीब 1507 करोड़ रुपए का इन्वेस्टमेंट इसमें आएगा कैपेसिटी इसकी होगी 2 मिलियन पैसेंजर्स पर एनम
मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड कैबिनेट हैज आल्सो अप्रूव्ड कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ अ 6 लेन एक्सेस कंट्रोल्ड कैपिटल रीजन रिंग रोड इन ओडिशा एट अ कॉस्ट ऑफ ओवर 8,307 करोड़ रुपीज
6 लेन एक्सेस कंट्रोल रिंग रोड कटक और भुवनेश्वर के लिए कोलकाता से चेन्नई का जो गोल्डन क्वाड्रिलेटरल का जो NH-16 का हिस्सा कटक और भुवनेश्वर के बीच में से निकलता है ऑब्वियसली वहां पे काफी कंजेशन है तो लंबे टाइम से एक डिमांड थी कि इसकी एक रिंग रोड बने जिससे कि ट्रैफिक का फ्लो एक अलग तरीके से ठीक से हो तो ये प्लानिंग की गई है कटक से थोड़ा सा ऊपर टांगी से लेके भुवनेश्वर और खुर्दा को बायपास करने के बाद में रामेश्वर पे आके ये जुड़ेगा तो एक तरीके से पूरा इसका ये रिंग रोड बना बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है
पार्लियामेंट हैज पास्ड द माइंस एंड मिनरल्स डेवलपमेंट एंड रेगुलेशन अमेंडमेंट बिल 2025 विद द राज्यसभा अप्रूविंग इट टुडे द लोकसभा हैड ऑलरेडी पास्ड द बिल द बिल विल फर्दर अमेंड द माइंस एंड मिनरल्स डेवलपमेंट एंड रेगुलेशन एक्ट 1957 The bill provides that leaseholders may apply to the state government for adding other minerals to an existing lease. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament today were disrupted over the issue of Special Intensive Revision SIR drive of electoral rolls in Bihar. The Lok Sabha was adjourned 3 times, while the Rajya Sabha witnessed 1 adjournment before being adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha met after the 3rd adjournment at 4 p.m., The Lok Sabha passed the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025 amid noisy scenes. The bill seeks to establish the Indian Institute of Management at Guwahati in Assam, which is an important center of the northeastern region of the country. Later, the chair adjourned the house for the day. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed a similar scene. In the morning when the Rajya Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh rejected 20 adjournment notices received from various political parties relating to various issues. As the pandemonium continued, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Later on, the House was adjourned for the day. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held the 24th round of Special Representatives' Dialogue on the boundary question between the countries in New Delhi today. In his opening remarks, Mr. Doval said the situation along the border has improved over the past 9 months and has remained peaceful and quiet. Meanwhile, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi emphasized that the setbacks that the two countries experienced in the past few years were not in the interest of the people of both the sides. The Chinese foreign minister is on a 2-day official visit to India. US President Donald Trump held a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin today on the Ukraine conflict. The Kremlin said that the conversation initiated by President Trump followed his recent talks with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders in Washington. According to Kremlin aide Yuri Ushakov, The Russian president welcomed Mr. Trump's initiative and praised his role in promoting peace efforts. Relentless rainfall continues to disrupt life across Maharashtra's Konkan region. A cloudburst in Nandher district claimed 8 lives, with Hasnal village still 80% submerged. The army, along with SDRF, is actively conducting relief and rescue operations, relocating residents to safer places. An India Test captain, Shubman Gill, has made his return to the T20 international format after being appointed as vice-captain for the upcoming Asia Cup to be held in the UAE. Surya Kumar Yadav will continue to lead India's T20 team. And that is the end of this news bulletin.